Hello and welcome back to Health and Wellbeing featuring local NHS Dr. Nadia Ramjan here on West Kent Radio. I'm Mona Shanae. Last time, we explored some of the early signs and symptoms of perimenopause and why so many women may not realize what they're experiencing. In today's conversation, we'll be discussing when women should speak to their GP and what support may be available and how to better advocate for your own health.
Excellent. Most people would tend to go to Dr. Google to...
I think that's excellent. I mean, there's so much knowledge out there, and I think there's no harm. I never tell any patients, my gosh, you shouldn't be doing that. However, there is so much misinformation on the internet. Anyone can post anything and update the internet. That's where the worry lies with misinformation.
Indeed.
And this dates back to that study they did in 2002 that told everyone, if you take HRT, you're going to develop breast cancer, which has been horrendous for women and given HRT such a bad name and reputation. So there are really reputable sources out there. The NHS is still very good. There's really good doctors that are only based on evidence. But it's a good idea also to talk to your family, speak to your mum. When did your mum go through the menopause? Speak to your sisters, your aunts, friends. What are they doing? What do they feel? What are their symptoms? What have they started? I think that's a really good place to start. But if you did want to go down the HRT route, and it's not for everyone, I must say that. But if you did want to go down the HRT route, the most important thing to do is to go to your doctors with the information that they will require so that you can leave with a prescription if that's what you want. So your doctor's going to want to know your blood pressure, and that could be a reason why they delay prescribing HRT, because they want all the information. So if you go with all the information, then they can leave having prescribed you what you need. So go in with your blood pressure, go in with a short family history from your mum, take with you a post-it note with your symptoms, and know the roots of HRT so you can leave with what you want. That's what I advise all of my patients.
You speak of HRT, as you mentioned, so much misinformation. What would be the ABCs of HRT?
So the first thing to remember about HRT is that HRT is different to hormonal contraception, and there is a very different structure. Contraception for years has been a different, it's not bioidentical. HRT is bioidentical and the same structure as the hormones in your body. And that's a huge differentiation. So with contraception, there are risks involved, such as clots and stroke, versus bioidentical HRT has much lower risk. So when you know that, you're replacing something that's declining naturally in your body with much lower risks than the alternatives. That's something to feel very comfortable about. The next thing to remember is that there are such fluctuations in your hormones, this zone of chaos with your estrogen that could spike and decline and go up and down. And so it's really hard in this perimenopausal period before everything fully declines to the menopause. So in that time, one of the most important things is to prioritize sleep. Do all the natural things first, lifestyle, before you go down the hormones. It's always best to do that first. So prioritizing sleep is one of the most important things you can do. Because when we go to sleep, it's not just to rest. When we sleep, we're detoxing our brains. And in order to get a good night's sleep, it's so important to do routine. So we're creatures of habit. So if you go to bed at the same time every night, you have blackout blinds, decrease your coffee after midday, take supplements such as my magnesium glycinate, 200 milligrams, naturally have a warm drink, do all the lifestyle. Your body needs to decrease by 2 degrees to get to sleep and maintain that sleep. So if you can ensure your room is cool, have a fan, wear cool cotton clothing, thin duvets, so you're doing as much as possible to prioritize your sleep. That's the first stage. There are lots of supplements that we can take, and there is NHS guidance on their website about the benefits and what supplements, like black cohosh, which increases your bioavailability of natural estrogen. But all the evidence points towards HRT is much better in all the trials they've done as evidence-based versus supplements, which have not had as much research in them. So supplements, going to bed, routine, sleep, diet. So if you can make sure that you increase your protein, increase your good fats, decrease your carbohydrates, processed food, that's going to be better for you in all aspects, not just in the perimenopause, but just as a good GP promoting health. And then moving. If you can move a little bit more today than you did yesterday, that's always going to be good for you. And I said, cheat your way in the perimenopause. So I have a standing desk at work. I also have a standing desk at home with a treadmill, a walker underneath it. So in the morning when I'm doing meetings, I stand. I walk when I'm on this walker. And I even, to really, be an A-star student, I wear a weighted vest. So I have resistance training whilst walking. And before you know it, you've done 2 hours of steps, plus you've been standing. And if you hydrate, then you are not having to go to the gym. You're not having to go and work out and take extra time out of your day to do all of those lifestyle things. So to cheat your way into the perimenopause by doing all of those things. And then that way, you're not even going near HRT, but you've done all the lifestyle measures first.
That is a workout for some people who have started late or who don't want to consider exercising. But and for those who have done everything and all the above that you've mentioned, when would be the best time to see their GP for further consultation?
I never think it's too early. So when you think about hormones, your estradiol, progesterone, and your testosterone, they're decreasing and they can be decreasing for 10 years before you hit the menopause. The average age of menopause is 51. However, it is so individualized. So if your mum went through the menopause in her late 40s, or let's say 45, you tend to go on a trend with your mother. So you can be going through the perimenopause in your late 30s. And people are so stigmatized and concerned and worried about the word perimenopause and menopause, thinking, well, no, that's for older women. That's not for me. I'm in my late 30s. It's very scary, in fact, to hear those words. However, you could very much be going through the perimenopause in your late 30s. All it is your reproductive hormones declining over a possible 10-year period.
That's a lot of information that many women don't have ready to them. And I know that we haven't covered everything. If there's one thing you would want every woman to know about perimenopause, what would that be?
For so many years, women have been last. We are last to go to the doctors to get any help. It's been so many years that there's been such a shift of lack of funding, a disproportionate amount of funding into women's health and also the studies. So it's finally time for women to put themselves first, put their life jacket on first. And I don't want women just to be getting through the day. We want to be thriving versus surviving. So the one thing to do in the perimenopause is to start putting yourself first. Start with lifestyle, prioritizing your sleep and all the other aspects of lifestyle, and then book that appointment with your GP and have a discussion and take all the information with you so that they have the equipment, the documentation, everything to leave with a prescription of HRT if that's what you want.
Excellent. Thank you, Nadia, so much for all the information that you've provided, all the education you've provided for perimenopause.
Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure.
You've been listening to Health and Wellbeing featuring local NHS GP Dr. Nadia Ramjohn here on West Kent Radio. I'm Mona Cheney. Next month, we'll be continuing the conversation by exploring menopause itself, what it actually means and how it differs from perimenopause, and some of the symptoms and misconceptions many women still aren't aware of. For more health insights, you can also follow Dr. Nadia Ramjohn on Instagram at DrNadia_perimenopause. And remember, always speak to your GP or healthcare professional before acting on any medical information discussed.